My Musical Attitude. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, My Musical Attitude. I love to listen to classical music. Heavy classical music doesn't really turn me on, but normal classical to light classical gives me a great deal of pleasure. What it does, it inspires my thinking on light, airy directions, on charming, beautiful directions. It's so easy to get off onto the somber areas of life and to get off on the somber areas of thinking, but music has a tendency to lighten that very beautifully. The more that we listen to music, at least the more I listen to music, the more gentle and the more wonderful I feel. No matter what task I have, if I'm able to have some classical music in the background, it feels that the task just slides by quickly and easily, and I hardly even notice that I'm doing anything. It just goes along so well and so fine. It's a lovely thing to do. It's a lovely way to have it. Every one of us can put music in our background. Some people put music in their thinking mental background rather than their physical background. And so musical scores are constantly playing in their mental background, and they're hearing this music, and it's a music that sort of reflects what their mental attitude is, what their thinking is all about. When we think happy thoughts, there's sort of a happy musical background playing in our minds and in our experience. Now you say, well, I don't have that. Well, yes, you do. Everyone does. It's just a matter that, do we listen to it? Do we listen to the musical background of the divine playing in us as it always does? It's always there, giving us that lovely refrain consistent with what we are thinking about. Oh, if we are thinking unhappy thoughts, you can be sure that there's unhappy scores that are being played in our consciousness. And if we are thinking unhappy thoughts and we don't like to think unhappy thoughts, well then, we turn on some good music. We turn on some uplifting music in our musical records, tapes, the radio, whatever we like to do. Even on our computer, we can go on to the music channel and we can play all sorts of things through iTunes and through all sorts of other words, and it's a joy to listen to them. They play in the background so charmingly and so lovingly. They give me a melody that sinks into my heart and just sort of speaks to me in a very lovely way. And I kind of enjoy that very thoroughly. And as I enjoy that, it sort of uplifts me and makes me feel very good and very positive. Now, what sort of attitude do you have for yourself? What sort of attitude do you have in your thinking? Do you have a musical background in your thinking that makes you feel very uplifted, very harmonious, and very joyful, and very peaceful? If you have something in your background that is uplifting and harmonious and peaceful, you can be sure your thoughts are going to flow along in just that same wonderful way. It's a matter of choice for each of us, and that matter of choice is something that we do constantly. Many people listen in their heart, they listen in their soul, and they hear music that uplifts them or that tears them down. It's all a matter of what we choose to listen to. It's just like we listen to a conversation. If the conversation is not a happy conversation, we can change it by bringing in a new light. Or we can not hear it, or we can go away from it. There are many things that we can do when we hear a conversation that's not pleasing to us. And so it is whenever we have a thought going through our heart or our mind. If we'd like that thought to be uplifting, if we'd like that thought to be harmonious and beautiful, if we'd like that thought to make us sing and dance and play and do wonderful things, then of course we have to play music consistent with what we would like to do. Now, Can people dance when no music is playing? Oh yes, people do this all the time. In fact, our step through life is always to a dance. We're moving to a dance of a slow movement or a medium or a fast. It all depends on what our mental attitude is. And as we breeze along, we dance along, we sing along, we float along, we move along, we're always moving to an inner concert, an inner orchestration, playing a symphony of love, of peace, of harmony to our thoughts. The big thing that I remind myself about constantly is I'm the one who selects the melody. I'm the one who selects the song that I'm going to be singing. I'm the one who selects what is going to go on in my mind. I select what is going to make me happy and make me feel just great. I select how I want it to be, and then I do it. And when I select what I like to do and do it, everything works out so beautifully, so wonderfully, and so harmoniously for me. And the music is always gently playing in the background, whether it's a lovely harp, melodious, harmonious, peaceful, joyful, or whether it's a grand symphony orchestra playing magical music that makes my footstep jump and leap and dance and makes my whole body vibrate with a new vibration of feelings of peace and power. Feelings of, yes, peace and power. You say, how does peace and power go together? Well, peace is a sense that this is balance, and power is a sense that it is undisturbable. I only hear this, and I listen to it, and my heart is pumping properly, and my lungs are taking in and putting out air properly, and I just feel so magnificent. I feel so fulfilled and so wonderful. Yes, my musical attitude makes all the difference in my world. And what that musical attitude is and how that musical attitude is, those are things that I must pay attention to have the fullness of life revealed to me in its most magnificent way. Now, I can have the fullness of life revealed to me in a magnificent way and still not have a happy life. Or I can have the magnificence of life revealed to me and have a very happy life. The choice is mine by what sort of things I allow my musical scores to play. If they're charming and uplifting and dancing, then that's what my heart is. If they're not, then that's what my experience is. And it's all a matter of me doing whatever it is that pleases me. Now, what pleases you? What pleases you and makes you feel just wonderful? You find that out, and then you find music that's harmonious with that. And you play that in the background while you're working, or while you're walking, or while you're talking, or while you're doing anything. And you'll find that it sets your musical attitude, because you can choose the music and then the attitude flows with it. I choose music harmonious, peaceful, joyful. I choose music that sets the attitude of where I am. Now, a lot of people may not be harmonious with that, but when they come into my presence and they hear the music that I'm dancing to, they flow right along with it. And if they don't flow along with it, they go away. And I continue always doing that which is beautiful for me, worthwhile for me, satisfying for me, and uplifting for me. And this is what each of us can do. This is what each of us must do. We must establish our musical attitudes to guide along the way where our footsteps are going to play, because it's up to us to make that choice. No one can do it for us. But where have you danced today? Have you danced along your garden path? Have you danced along the street walk, the sidewalk that goes in front of your house or that goes to wherever you want to go? Have you danced into your car and sat there and said, oh, it's a wonderful day? Have you gone to your office and said, my goodness, and to yourself, my goodness, everybody is so wonderful. I have such a great group of people I work with. Everything is so fantastic. Or you go on to your job where people are in construction or where people are working in the garden or doing whatever they're doing. And immediately you turn on that inner music of joy and say to yourself, what a wonderful group of people I work with. And you go to your store, you go to your businesses, whatever they may be, and every person that you greet, every customer, every person that you serve, you say in your heart, oh, what a wonderful person you are. You bring joy to my life. And say that in your heart and just watch as you dance to that music. They'll be dancing to it also, and they'll bring joy in your heart. And they'll say, well, you know, I was just thinking of buying a loaf of bread, but I've decided that I'm going to do the week's shopping right now. Vroom! And lo and behold, they buy a full cart and take it out. And someone comes in and buys a shirt in your store, and you sell them a shirt, and they say, gee, that's a lovely shirt. You know, I should really have four or five of these. And as long as I'm getting these shirts, and colors seem to be in season, I should have some trousers or slacks or things that are going along with the color of my shirts. And now, before you know it, the person has bought a great deal. And if every customer is treated like this, my goodness, how successful that firm is, how successful you are as a clerk, how successful everything is in your life. All by your choice, all by the things that turn you on and make you happy. It's just whatever you think is important for you. Now, what is important for you? What is important for you? You have to make that decision. When you make that decision and turn that music on, then that's the type of music you're going to dance to. My musical attitude establishes my way of thinking every single day of my life. My musical attitude gives me an opportunity to lift up my eyes and see all the joy in the world about me. And I do not have to say one word to anybody. I just glow with my charisma. And everyone who looks at me says, what a happy person. What a happy person. And they don't even know that they're saying what a happy person, because they're just modulating to who I am as I modulate to who I think I am by my musical attitude. Every one of us can choose our musical attitude. It's a very simple thing to do. Are we going to dance with joy through life? Are we going to sing with joy through life? Are we going to lift up our eyes and see everything around us as a beautiful, wonderful experience? The choice is ours. We can do this. And if we do this, and as we do this, life really becomes a monumental experience. And we do live, we do live heaven on earth right now. Join with me in my musical attitude of heaven on earth right now. And know for sure that I love you. I love you. I love you.